This is KCLA-FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA-FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Do you recall not long ago when you would walk on the sidewalk? Innocent, remember, all we did was care for each other. But the night was warm, we were bold and young.
Singles, it's Erin, the Dating Advice Girl, here at 99.3 KCLA-FM in Los Angeles, California. Hey, we are back in the studio, and we are back with my dating interview panels. I'm so excited to bring this to you guys again, you guys and gals, and I'm super excited because we've got some repeat offenders, so to speak, some people who were in the first round of dating interviews that we did last year. Last summer, I think it was last like August, July, August, 2016. We have some people who participated last year, but also we have new faces and new voices. So I'm super excited to start. I think we have 4 episodes of interviews. So I hope you guys enjoyed the ones that we did last year. If you missed any of those, you can go to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. And you'll see all of them are shot in front of a green screen. There's YouTube videos that go with each episode as well. So you can see who you're hearing in the podcast and in the radio show episodes. But it was really great because I just felt like, you know, I think that we're just in a place in history where there's so much that can be said about people that isn't true. And there's so many half-truths or untruths or things we think about somebody or a certain group of people that might not necessarily be the truth. And so who better to hear things from than the actual people of certain groups, right? So in these panel interviews, this first group you're going to hear today for this second round is it's a mixture of people, mixture of ethnicities, mixture of sexuality preferences, lifestyle preferences, I should say, a mixture of sexualities, a mixture of genders. And I think it's just really cool to hear that a lot of things are similar for all of us. Not all things, but I think a lot of the things we experience with dating and relationships and love and all of these things are very similar, which is the point. Basically, that is the point of me doing these panel interviews, is just to get a better understanding about how we can be different but also similar. I think that's super important right now. and just in life. Like, I, for me personally, I mean, and then I'll just start playing the interviews, but in closing, I would just like to say that I've always been somebody who's been interested in knowing about people who are different than myself. And, like, I think it's interesting and exciting to know that someone else's experience isn't like mine. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, that's so cool. You have a different perspective about this, or your day-to-day schedule is different than mine. Oh, my God, tell me about it. Like, that's so interesting. Like, I want to hear about it. So, anyway, it's in that sentiment that I bring these dating panels to you. Like I said, this group, oh, I didn't mention it, actually. This first group that you're going to hear, I think everyone is in the 20 to 40 age range. Actually, they do have a married couple in this group, which is interesting and pretty cool. The rest are single people. Then one of the next groups you're going to hear in one of the later episodes, it was really important to me that I get a group of people together over the age of 50. That was really, really important to me because I felt like, you know, I'm in my 30s and I feel like a lot of people from the first dating interview panel, which was awesome, from those interviews, a lot of the participants were in their 20s and 30s. And so I just wanted to hear another perspective because what I'm noticing recently, and, you know, I do, those of you who follow the show know, I do workshops, I do one-on-one coaching, I do a lot of things in the dating industry, so to speak. And the thing that I've noticed the most that's happening right now is that there seems to be a generational divide. Let's be honest, in so many things in our world right now, there seems to be a generational divide in how we see things. But especially with dating too, there seems to be a generational divide in terms of consent. There's a generational divide in terms of consent, what was learned or what was not learned based on age group. Also, there's a generational divide on gender and if you can choose your gender or not, and the trans issues that have come about, and, you know, what someone should be called, or should someone be able to use a certain bathroom. It seems to be very generational for a lot of people. And so, again, I'm just fascinated by those differences and what people see as different. So, but one of the groups, I saw, say all that to say that one of the groups coming up in a future episode will be a 50 plus group. And this is specifically men, 50-year-old men, the 50 to 70-year-old men. So it's a really interesting perspective. And then other groups, it's going to be great. I digress. I'll stop digressing because I said that before, but I'll really stop now. But so without further ado, here is the first dating interview panel. They talk about everything from unrealistic dating expectations to online dating to porns in the mix to, you know, someone posts a really valid question in this group, you know, do men want real women, or are they looking for a woman that's not, and what is a real woman, really? I mean, that's a ridiculous way for me to say it. Do men want a strong woman, you know, or are they not as attracted to strong women? Okay, so you'll hear men and women talking about it, so let's do it. Here is the first interview group, and it consists of Thibaut, Rajiv, Ben, Juliet, and Hersha. Okay, here we go.
Tell us your name, please.
Hi, I'm Thibaut Laporte.
Hi, I'm Rajiv Sathyal.
Hi, I'm Ben Cheyenne.
Hello, I'm Juliet Myers.
Hi, I'm Hersha Sathyal.
Awesome, thank you guys for being here. So, what are your thoughts about dating? What does dating mean to you? And anyone can start and just go from there.
Dating is an enigma I still have not figured out. I've just figured out that it is indeed an enigma.
Dating is cheating, because I'm married.
So, dating's gone. No, I still date my wife, still take her out on dates, so that's that. But yeah, while I was single, I'd say it was an adventure. That's like the word I would use.
I'm a little more confused after your answer. The whole enigma thing is, I feel like dating is what you make of it. When I thought dating was the standard, like, you know, meet a girl, invite her to dinner, whatever, it was total misery. I hated that type of dating. And then when I just turned dating into, you know, like, go have fun with someone, or try to anyway, that's you know, that's what I try to make it.
I agree with him.
It used to be kind of like a structured thing where you go on one date, you meet the person, if they fit this thing and you have like a spark, then you go on a different date, you know. But for me, I always do the interview first, you know. I really don't want to waste my time and I don't really care. I'll tell them like, hey, you know, I'm not a teenager now. I'm not going to waste your time. You're definitely not going to waste my time. This is what you need to have. This is what I have for you. If you don't have it, peace, block and delete. So, you know, we go, we'll do a Starbucks meetup. And if that works, then we'll go do something fun. I appreciate the fun thing, the going to dinner. It just sucks because there's a honeymoon phase. And I think that once you get past the honeymoon phase, you get the real person. And I think like regular activities that create real emotion bring people's real person out. So like something that's going to make you really laugh, something that's going to make you cry, or something that's going to bring out anger. Any of those like real emotions brings out the real person, because I really want to see how you are when you're extremely happy, how you are when you're extremely mad, how you would, you know, what your religious preferences and stuff are. Are you down to having, you know, relationship, or are you just trying to have fun, which I respect. Certainly do that. That's not for me, you know. But I'm down for honesty, so yeah, honest fun.
Yeah, I think I've had a similar experience as to like what everyone has said. Is at the beginning, it was all kind of a story where you learned that you should go out on a date, enjoy yourself, and have that romantic adventure. But then it comes down to the reality of what am I doing? Am I really learning anything about this person? Am I doing anything good for myself? Am I having fun? Am I enjoying myself? And you come to the bit of, yeah, okay, I'm sorry, you're wasting all my time, and I need to go down to these questions, and no. And then we've gone into the land of online dating, and it became that opportunity of just like narrowing down the field, who's really going to get to what I want in the rest of my life, and then proceeding forward. And so, you know, for me, I went through both aspects, and it was fun for the romantic adventure dinner date thing, but you didn't get to what you really wanted for the rest of your life until you got to the outside specifics.
You know, as an addendum to what I said earlier, that you have to be careful, because for a while I was like, well, I'm going to pick an activity that I enjoy and invite the girl on a date. And so the problem is, if I go to a movie, oh, I like the movie, or I go to a place I like to eat, I like the meal, and then I'd end up associating them with that experience. And so suddenly they're elevated, whereas the advantage of actually just going to a coffee shop or whatever with them is that you really just get them. So I almost feel like you should do that once or twice before you try the fun thing, because otherwise you're getting you're not really seeing who they are, you're just enjoying yourself. And they happen to be there.
Yeah. I mean, Ernest Hemingway, right? You got to quote him in these things, I feel like. Ernest Hemingway was said, never mistake motion for action. And I love that. I love that quote. Not action like that on a date, such as on a date. But the idea of, there could be that. I think, I don't know if that's what he was talking about. But it was just the idea of, you can cover a lot of things that are wrong up with just stuff. But if you just sit across from each other, then you see what you have. But I do, Julia, I do agree with you too, which is that do something where emotions are heightened. You can bring something out, but then you also need your downtime, and you get to see what the person's really like.
Everyday
stuff, you know. I think Chris Rock, he's not like Ernest Hemingway and Chris Rock go together pretty well, but Chris Rock said that when you're in the beginning, you're meeting each other's representatives, which I love. You're meeting each other's representatives. That's
when the makeup stays on.
Age group. I don't mean to call anybody out, but I feel like millennials are young, like 20s, right?
Yeah.
So we're not, let's just say, we might not be in that age group, perhaps, myself included. What do you think are some challenges that come with dating, whether you're single or not? What are some challenges you think that might be a challenge right now, dating at this point in history, but also at this age?
Yeah.
Ladies, how about it?
Men are cheap, okay? They're cheap. And you know what? I'm a professional. I have a career and all that kind of stuff. And men my age, they don't want to pay for the date. They always want something for nothing. And it's just like we get into that argument as to who pays. And also, if someone is like independent and they have a career, because most women these days have a career, you got to deal with the dude that if they don't make as much money as you or more, then they get their butt hurt about it. And you can't talk about your success because they're, you know, they're not.
There you go.
And they see that, and you're not happy about it. That's one of the biggest things I've had to deal with, of people saying goodbye to me because they need to get their crap together. Great, thank you. I just wasted my time. Appreciate that. You know, like, I help you elevate yourself. But for the most part, I think that that's my issue with it. And a lot of these guys, and this is a different, like, era where we got the Trumps and the Hugh Hefners and stuff like that. The men my age and older want these young, dumb women, you know? They want the look, and it's what media portrays as what she would like, you know? And they don't want people their age on the same level intellectually, anything like that. They want somebody that just looks pretty, they can show their friends, everything looks great at the job, you know, Christmas party and stuff. My woman's got big perky boobs and whatnot, yeah.
I want to submit that, do we know for a fact that the blonde bombshells that you connect with are dumb? Or are we just assuming they are?
I'm assuming some of the interviews that I've seen that some of them are pretty retarded, but you know what I mean? That's for, you know, I feel like guys are more forgiving. I was a cocktail waitress at a strip club, and so I kind of been around what guys kind of...
You've seen that at their worst. I've
seen what you're talking about, you know what I'm saying? And guys like young and dumb, that period.
But not all
and
guys.
Dumb myself down to make my money, and I made a lot of it doing the stupidest stuff, you know, so, but I
think that's the difference between guys and men. I think guys are into that. I think men, and we've gone through that phase or whatever, or we were young also once, but I think when you're a man, you want a woman, right? You don't want a girl. Like, I think guys chase girls, and then men are interested in women.
It might sound simplistic, but I feel like the kind of guys that want dumb women are just bad guys.
Insecure.
There's a lot of women that like dumb guys that they can control, like, you know, like a pet guy, basically.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women.
It's good. I can't.
Well, some of the celebrities we see on television.
Oh, yeah.
Playing in a kiddie pool.
But I mean, I think the issue that all of you bring up, though, is there is a difference in the amount of what men, like, this issue will come up, the amount of porn that they are actually, that they see. It's available online. It's available to them at any time of the day versus the previous generations where, you know, they might have had to go to an adult store. They might have had to pay a little bit more. And it wasn't as frequently available. Now,
you have to pause the VCR and it only holds for 2 minutes. It was all out of focus.
But what I was trying to get to is...
So I hear. Sorry, Abby. Yeah, it's not here.
It's all there. You know, now that there's no challenge of like having to do this whole dating spiel of like what they want to get at the end of the day, they don't have to go out, and then they want to be cheap and they don't want to do all the effort that's necessary to get into a relationship because they don't have to. Now, I'm not saying every guy is like this, but I just feel like it's more common. And then I also think it makes more guys timid of what a real woman is, because now they're getting a portrayal of someone on these sites that is not your typical real person. You know, they are portrayed as being just giving and whatever they want for that portrayal of that person in that movie. So,
yes. I think I've been lucky because a lot of the women I date do exactly what I see on porn. So and they enjoy it. This is one of those things that I never understand how this is physically possible, that when you get women and men together, or like my female friends and male friends together, I don't know who
do they meet outside in the real world? I wish it were so simple that they could just date.
Right.
But it's like you have all your female friends that are complaining about these asshole guys. Yeah, and then these male friends that are complaining about, you know, crazy women.
Yeah.
And it's just, so I don't understand why don't my friends just date each other? Because I don't know who you guys are.
I think it's because people don't admit how much drama they really want. Right, so I've always been pretty open about the fact that I want a little bit, right? I want a little bit of drama, not a lot, but I want a little bit. Just a little bit of drama keeps it exciting, keeps it fun, keeps it like that, you know, just a little bit, not a manageable amount, right? People think, well, I want no drama. I don't think that's true. I think that they are
they want no drama that they can't handle.
Right, I think they want to be able to handle it, but they don't. They're not honest about what they really want.
So sometimes people want things that they don't realize exactly what they want.
Yes.
I think over time you kind of figure out, okay, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. But I keep digging in that Price is Wrong bag, pulling out the red chip. So, you know, I changed my whole way of dating, and I love it now. So everybody that I meet, we're on the same level, we're on the same page. We even have some of the same kind of conversations, but we don't always agree with one another. But most of the people that I date are like travelers, or they want to do something. One of my requirements is you have to be working towards your dream, period. You have to be happy with yourself. If you're not happy with yourself, if you don't love yourself, I can't do that for you, period. It's not going to happen. But I feel like people who are really happy with themselves and love inside themselves and are working towards their dream, they have a different energy, a different motivation about life, and they're not pissy, they're not sour, it's just the energy is just different, and we feed off one another.
But see what you just said about, you were asking about our generation dating and in our generation, I feel like that's one of the problems, that I feel like because I'm still trying to pursue my dream, even though I'd love to have kids, and I'm not against, you know, a marriage and that kind of, but I you know, until my dream is at a certain, until sort of the train has left the station, I can't commit to that. So I think, I know a lot of guys in my case where I think we'd make great husbands and great dads, but we're smart enough to know that it's a bad idea right now. And that's the frustration that the women have, is that, where's the pool of men, especially in this city with Hollywood, you know, where a lot of us are here for artistic reasons. It's hard enough to make it on your own, much less when you're carrying, you know, children with you and all that. So I could be wrong. I mean, I see some people succeed doing it, but it that means it's even more of a challenge to find someone who's not going to be a crutch in your dream. It's like they're going to actually be there to enhance it and support you.
And it's a catch-22, right? Because if you wait until then you've made it, then you wonder if the person's only into you for that reason.
Exactly.
So that's, I think it is this sort of, I mean, tiny, luckily, I mean, we were married and we met and I had already made it in my own eyes, but because I'm really not that successful, she didn't know who I was. And so it was this sort of world of I'm successful in that. But I think that's what you're saying as well, is you have to just be confident with your own success. That doesn't mean you're on TV or you're on billboards and stuff. It just goes, well, I'm successful, I'm happy with what I've accomplished internally and personally. When I'm by myself, I'm happy, right? It's not like I have to be at a party or at the club or something and everybody's telling me how great I am. I just go, no, I'm happy with what I've accomplished. It may be modest according to some people, but I'm happy. And so then I met her, and it's not like, well, she's trying to take my money. Well, I don't have any. So, but hopefully I'll have fun there. But I think there's a timing aspect to it, right? So, and that's what's a little bit difficult. So.
I feel like when people are ready, and especially this is what I've learned from like other guys, because I'm such a tomboy. I pretty much hang out with dudes anyway, and I learned that secret to what you guys think.
Yeah.
But I've heard that when a guy is ready, it doesn't matter where he is in his life, he will move mountains for that person, because, you know, I mean, there's only certain people that can unlock that, wanting to get married, wanting to have kids, and not everybody can do that, but that one person that can, you know, they'll go with that journey and be like, you know, I'm going to, actually, I'll do this with a kid, you know, because you're amazing, and we can do it together as a team, and you're actually making my life lighter and funner to do it anyway. You know, I would hate to travel somewhere by myself and have an amazing moment and look around and there's nobody to share it with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it's just, So I think it's all, it's what he said, you know, it's timing. It really is timing.
It's like I'm an engineer, so we learned about sources and sinks. So the idea of something being someone being a stress, a source of stress, and you just kind of go, gosh, this person just stresses me out. Other people are sinks; they take it away from you. Somehow you're finished hanging out with the person, you go, man, I feel so much lighter. I feel so much better. It feels like the stress was taken away. And the people that weren't right for you, you just went home and you're like, gosh, that was such a drag, you know. And I really think it's people who take that stress away from you and people like dissipate it versus people who, you know, are just causing it, you know, or just, yeah, they're just kind of aggravating.
All right, so there you go. That's dating panel number one. Thank you guys so much. So thank you to Tebow, Rajiv, Ben, Juliet, and Hersha. You guys are awesome. And thanks for being so honest. I mean, that's what I love about these panel interviews, you know? I mean, I asked that all the participants be as honest as possible and not be worried about, you know, being judged. Excuse me. I mean, obviously, on some level, just in life, we all receive judgment from others. We're human beings and we do assess each other. But I think it's really important to hear honest opinions about things. I'm sure there's probably things in there that you as the listener, you out there listening, you know, were like, yeah, yeah, right on. I totally hear what that person's saying. I totally agree. Or there's certain things that, you know, you heard that you're like, whoa, I totally don't agree with that person, or that's so crazy that person said that. But I think it's really important to hear different perspectives and hear people's different experiences and opinions, because I think the danger is if we all are just in our own little bubbles, only hearing one perspective, and then all of a sudden we hear this outside perspective, it's like, whoa, whoa, wait, that person's like not like me, and because all I'm hearing is this one thing, and whoa, whoa. It's like, you know what? No, let's listen to other perspectives, because, you know, we don't all have to agree on everything, but we can respect each other's choices for what someone's choosing or what someone's experiences are. You can't say that someone's experiences weren't their experiences, you know? And maybe we can learn from other perspectives and experiences. You know, maybe there's something you heard in there that's like, oh my gosh, I do that. Or I've said that, or yeah, but hearing someone else say those things or do those things is like, wow, maybe I should shift my perspective, or maybe I should try something different in dating, because what I'm hearing someone say about something is what I am, and it's not worked for me, you know? So you just never know. It could be helpful. I mean, that's my goal is just to hear from single people and not just be me talking all the time. Like, I have the answer to everything. No, I do not. You know, I don't have the answer to a lot of things. I just like to play the moderator and play the person that's basically bringing different perspectives to you. That is my role, and I love it, and I hope you appreciate it. And I hope you got a lot out of this first dating panel interview of 2017. Again, there's two or three more episodes to come, so stay tuned for those. And yeah, some really, really interesting perspectives coming in the next couple panels too. So yeah, you guys, thank you so much for listening and supporting, etc. Again, watch the complimentary video that goes along with this so you can actually see the people who are giving their opinions and giving their experiences and perspectives. I think it's sometimes helpful to put a face to a voice, just to be like, oh, okay, interesting, you know? So yeah, there you go, you guys. I will see you next time. This has been the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. I will see you next time.